Happy Monday.
Good morning.
So over the weekend, I noticed there's a big onslaught about fake news.
That's terrible.
Yeah, people that are posting up things that are totally not true. Like somebody could make up a post and put it out like it was the real news, and it's not real at all.
You shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet.
Well, you know, I used to think everything on Facebook was true, and then I saw that you'd won the lottery. Well, I kind of started to doubt it then, because here you are, back at the university.
I did buy a new car and a new hat. So
yeah,
maybe
that was before you won.
But so maybe I did win the lottery.
Well, that'd be premeditation, wouldn't it? Oh, because I'm going to buy a ticket Friday. I'll go get a new car and a new hat.
What's the title of today's show?
Today's show is November the 28th, the Guy R. Cook Report Happy Monday program. And the source link for the Bruce Clay all-in-one mobile SEO and design checklist is what we're going to go on about. And great segue, Kelvin. And the fact that last week, especially on, I think on Thursday's B2B show, I talked about how important it is to be mobile and have a responsive site and so forth. And now, right after that, I think it was on the 23rd, Bruce Clay published an article in which he referenced this all-in-one mobile SEO and design checklist. And it's in the show notes, which is always, you can get to the show notes if you go to the link, theguyrcookreport.podbean.com, and we'll have that available to you in the, I'll put it up there in the window. The seven things in the table of contents that they identify here, I'll go through them real quick, and rather than dissect each one, I'll just read the topics and the titles, and then you can in your own mind say, yeah, we did that one, or we didn't do that one, or we should do that one. Choose a mobile platform. Optimize mobile sites for crawling and indexing. That is to say, make sure that the Google bots can crawl. There I go, dissecting. Optimize for page load speed. In mobile, very important. Number four is optimize design for the mobile interface. The user interface in mobile is a little bit different, and that there's things that mobile doesn't do that you can do on the desktop. Flash, for instance, not so much in mobile. Implement analytics to track mobile conversion goals. Set up a plan for conversion goals and then track same with your analytics. Optimize your content for the mobile experience, so that when they do get to the responsive site, that you don't have a great big 400K image of the goat to bog down your mobile response times and make them tune out and go away, because they won't come back. And then lastly, the seventh one that he's got here, and probably the most important, is to test often and optimize the user experience for mobile. That is to say, what we've said for years, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. So make sure that your mobile interface works. And Kelvin, in reviewing those, and I apologize for speeding through them so fast, but are there any friendly amendments that you want to offer?
I can't think of any at the moment. I mean, it's always important to check that your site does work well on mobile.
Right.
It's something that I should pay a little bit more attention to. And in the new year, I hope to get onto that task.
Yeah, the one that I spent the most time on this weekend was optimizing the page load speed. And one of the things that happens, especially on bigger WordPress sites, is you get gobs of external JavaScripts and CSS files that need to be embedded right into the HTML query, so there's just one thing for the above the fold page load to be. They're saying now in mobile that if your above the fold content doesn't happen in 1 second, it's not going to happen. That is to say, it'll take too long and they've already tuned out and gone away and said, I'll go check out Bob's website and see if it loads faster. And speaking of faster and getting things done quick, we're talking, of course, about the company that likes to clean, Edinburgh Dusters. Over there in Edinburgh, Scotland, give Fraser a call. He's in Gumtree. You can look up the testimonials there, and that speaks for volumes on the quality of work that he does. Give edinburghdusters.co.uk. They're in the show notes, first link there. And thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. You know, I keep saying she told us about Screencast-O-Matic, but the fact is, folks, she's told us about a number of other things. Look for her latest campaign. It's about using YouTube and live streaming with Miss Eileen, something about that. Sorry, I can't remember it exactly. And, of course, Kelvin is the founder of Friends Just Chatting. It's now a Facebook group. And if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see the logo just like this one I'll put right up there in the top for Friends Just Chatting. And check them out every weekday morning. I'm not sure how long in the day it goes after because I get out of there right after I get done with the show. But I'm sure it must go on for a little while. And they talk about this and that and the other thing and all of the above and none of the above, everything. There's no topic, right? That's what makes it work.
No, nothing's fixed. Never was a fixed topic. Always open to suggestions, and it just goes from one thing to another.
And what's happening that day. And when you go to the show notes, look at the categories drop down. There's a category for the Geyer Cook Report, but there's a number of other categories that I invite you to check out too. We're available on mobile to get this podcast on your phone. You can go to the App Store for your Apple user or get it from Google Play. And the link is right there in the sidebar of the show notes. And so on that note, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. And I'm going to say, did I forget anything?
Maybe the lottery numbers? No, maybe not.
No, we did those yesterday. If you missed yesterday's show, we had the winning numbers on there. No, that's fake news. I'm just kidding. On that note, I think I'm going to say those three magic words. Yep. It's a wrap.